More than 2,000 people are likely to die from COVID-19 today. It sounds inconceivable, but that's the average daily toll. In the coming days, America is on track to hit a grim milestone of 500,000 deaths from the coronavirus. Journalist Glenn Rifkin writes obituaries for the New York Times. His subjects are usually corporate titans or luminaries in music or medicine. But he's found a distinct sense of purpose in this new assignment to tell the stories of the people who have died as a result of COVID. He wrote about it in this essay.
I wrote an obituary for Elvia Ramirez for the New York Times last fall, and it put the coronavirus pandemic into a starkly different light for me. Elvia was a Native American. She was a senior in high school in Partial, North Dakota. She was 17 years old, and at the time, the youngest person to die in that state from COVID-19. Her mother, Susan Three Irons, told me about Elvia's last days and sobbed. She couldn't be with her. After Elvia died, a doctor held a phone to her ear so her mother could utter a last goodbye. I fought back tears as I wrote the obituary. Being an obit writer means confronting death while celebrating a life. But the stories I write about people who've died from COVID feel very different. More than anything, they cut through the burgeoning numbers and bring each death, each individual passing, into stark reality. I've spent most of my career as a business journalist and author, but in recent years, I found myself writing more obituaries for the New York Times. Many of them during this pandemic are part of a special feature called Those We've Lost. Unlike the obituaries I've written about the famous and infamous who are deemed worthy of a Times obit, these are about ordinary people, young and old, whose lives matter deeply to their family and friends, and whose common connection is that they were lost to this scourge. There was Honesty Hodges, a 14-year-old Black girl who died in Grand Rapids, Michigan, just days before Thanksgiving. Her brokenhearted grandmother called her my beautiful, sassy, smart, loving granddaughter. She had no health issues before she got COVID. Richard Means was a 78-year-old Chicago attorney who devoted his career to the process of fair elections. He hosted what he called an anti-tyranny Zoom gathering just before the presidential election. He died in December. Reverend Wilbert Robertson was an elder of the Sisseton Wahpeton Sioux tribe in South Dakota. He died in November. His daughter told me that her life is filled with memories of him sacrificing for others. They were all swept away quickly and devastatingly, and usually alone in a hospital room. They're not just numbers. These are people with names and faces and a seat at the dinner table. Their time should not have been up. There was much more to live for. My job is to honor a life, offer the last word for a person who succumbed to this virus, and share their accomplishments, their dreams, and their legacy. To that end, I want what I write to be a marker that illuminates not just an ending, but a beginning and a journey that mattered.
Glenn Rifkin writes obituaries for the New York Times. His essay comes to us from WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page.